Marketing professor Bill McConkie says he's eager to get his legal battle against the state's gay marriage ban underway. He's hoping it will prompt some lively debate about the real purpose of the constitutional amendment approved by voters 2 years ago.
Now, I would love to get into an argument about what was the general purpose of this amendment. You know, don't tell me he's going to protect marriage, because that's ridiculous. I can hold forth for days on the phoniness of calling this a defense of marriage amendment.
But that's exactly what it is, according to Julaine Appling of the Wisconsin Family Council. She led the campaign to get it onto the ballot and approved. She calls McConkie's suit a last-ditch effort to reverse the will of the people.
In our opinion, this lawsuit is the kind of the last gasp of breath for people who want to redefine marriage in Wisconsin. And ironically, they're using the courts, which is what the amendment was intended to stop.
The suit claims the referendum question that voters approved violates a constitutional rule requiring all such referendums to address only one subject. McConkie's lawyers will argue the question addressed both gay marriage and civil unions. But supporters of the ban and lawyers for the State Justice Department argue the single general purpose was to defend heterosexual marriage. If McConkie wins the lawsuit, the referendum vote would be invalidated and the amendment rescinded. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.